Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
Thank you.
Tony Terry, the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody knows that song. I don't think there's a person on earth that has not heard that song. Tony Terry, When I'm With You. And I'm with you every Thursday night right here on the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Dave Altman. Thank you, Dave. I hope you're well as well. Elaine Harris, Ask You, Stephanie Freitas, Audrey Adams, all of those who are watching on Facebook Live, and the folks who are listening. Thousands of people, actually, who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you to the AMFM Broadcasting Network, the syndication show, and also to my people down in Sarasota, Tampa Bay, 14 WWPR, 1490 AM, where it's about 85 degrees right now. But boy, oh boy. Let me get myself together here. You see, I was typing because anyway. All right, we're back in Better Than Ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Y'all know the deal. It's great to have you all in. And boy, oh boy, the news. Shout out to Jimmy Williams. Love you, brother. Great to have you all in. And boy, oh boy, the bad news continues to roll in as millions of Americans, estimated to be around 16 million people, have filed for unemployment, causing most of the state's websites to melt down under the weight of all of these unemployment applications being filed at one time. And there's long lines for pool across the country. You know, it's hard to believe in the great United States of America, the richest country on earth. You see lines and lines of people, almost like it's a second or third world country. You see lines and lines of people trying to get food, trying just to get the basic necessities, food. You know, so I'm sure there's some other countries that are probably laughing right now. Shout out to Lamont Curtis. Love you, brother. So I'm sure there's a lot of other countries right now that are probably chuckling. Shout out to Dr. He's So Fine Figueroa. And no, I don't think he is. But shout out to you, brother. I'm sure there's a lot of countries, second and third world countries, who are kind of snickering because they see what's going on here. You know, with Trump running around, it's the biggest this, it's the biggest that. Well, you know what, President Trump, we have the biggest amount of infected people on the planet. More than 300,000 folks, closing in on a 500,000 infections, even some, which dwarfs Italy. Italy had, I think it was the last count, it was like 100,000+ infections. And even with the numbers that we were hearing in Italy, just so many people dying in 24 hours. Now we have here in New York, there are, as a matter of fact, in New York in the last 24 hours, 800 people have died. 800 people have died from the coronavirus in just a 24-hour period in New York City alone. That's not counting New Jersey and everywhere else. Shout out to Shannon and Chambers. Love you, my sister. I hope all you guys are well, and I hope you guys are practicing social distancing. I am right now. There's nobody here with me. And man, oh man, you know, you just got to feel for the folks who are not working right now, people who have been furloughed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I personally have been considered as one of those essential workers. So I work every day. And I tell you, you know, every time I step out that door, I'm risking my life to go out and work. So thank God we got the next 3 days off. You know, tomorrow is Good Friday. And man, well, wow, Good Friday. And Easter is on Sunday. And man, it's unbelievable what's going on in the United States of America right now. It's just unprecedented. So a sign of hope in China is the town Wuhan. Now, Wuhan is the place where the virus is said to have originated, has been reopened. And the police there are using experimental viruses, this new thing that they're using over there. You know, China beats us at everything. Yes, Sharon, thank you, my sister. China beats us at everything. And what's being reported is the police are using helmets with visors that can seek out people with higher than normal temperatures, and they're snatching them right up and putting them away. Not putting them away, but getting them out of the population. So that's one thing that it's a sign of hope, because China did reopen the town. Watched the newscast where they were moving the barriers and all. So China, Wuhan is now reopened, and it's a glimmer of hope for us here in the United States of America. Yeah, and I'm sure there's some countries, you know, some countries, Haiti and some of the other countries are kind of snickering, like, look at them, you know, the great America, the great I am, the great economy, the greatest, the richest country in the world is being brought to its knees by this coronavirus. And so peace be upon the folks who, many, many, many who have passed away. I read a story that a barber died from the virus, allegedly got it from cutting somebody's hair. And people are dying quicker and quicker than ever before. And I'll talk a little later on tonight in the show why black folks are dying at a higher rate. Blacks and Hispanics are dying at a higher rate. As a matter of fact, in New York City, with 4,700 or so people who have died, there are half of those people are black or Hispanic. Half of the folks who died in New York so far, 4,800 or so. I mean, the clock is ticking every time you go around. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Congratulations on your new show. So the clock is ticking. And so we'll talk about this a little bit later on about why black folks are dying at a higher rate than just about anyone else for the coronavirus. And also tonight, what did Trump know and when did he know it? There are reports that are coming out now that Trump was warned in way back in November, 5 months ago almost. Trump was warned about this but did nothing. And, you know, they're showing I'll get into it. And also, well, shout out to Guildmaster Jr. Shout out to you, Guild. Love you, man. We'll see you soon. And also, we're going to talk about the rights, because folks are going out anyway, and I don't condone it. I don't encourage that, but people are going out, and, the Jews or some of the Jewish folks are having parties, and, you know, different folks are having parties. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about if the states actually have the right to tell people to stay home, even under these circumstances. There's executive orders are flying all over the place, but I'm going to examine the Constitution of the United States of America briefly during the program to examine if we are actually under, and I mean, it makes sense to stay home. I mean, it's saying stay home and you should stay home, but I'm going to take a look at that. I'm going to see if the United States Constitution does not allow states to tell people to stay in the house. We're going to talk about that. They got a whole lot going on tonight, man. You know, thank God, you know, if there was a time to pray, it's now. We not pray anyway, because there's the country is under siege right now from the corona virus. So those of you who are still here, those of you who are still around who are still healthy, like myself, you know, thank God you're still here. You know, I've heard a lot of crazy conspiracy theories that have been going around, just the most outrageous stuff. But you know what, though, as I look at these things, as I look at these theories and what people have been saying, which I thought was, you know, I mean, you got your nut jobs saying like the most outrageous nonsense. But if you take a look at the virus and how it operates, it does kind of operate like a weapon. Now, I'm not saying that that the virus was meant for a certain ethnic group or a certain race or a certain country, because everybody everywhere is dying from it. But as you look at the virus and how it operates, how it if you touch something, the virus is still on that surface. If it's a non-porous surface, it's on that surface for days. You know, and no, most diseases can't live outside the body. Shout out to Gregory Hall, the father of Keith Hall, my buddy from Fishbowl Radio Network. Tuesday nights, Keith is doing his thing. University 80s, Tuesday nights from 9 to 11, I believe it is Central Time on Fishbowl Radio Network. Yeah, so if you take a look at the disease, if you take a look at how the virus operates, how it exists on poor, on non-porous surfaces, because most diseases and most viruses, things that can infect you, do not live outside of the body. So with the disease, how it lives outside the body, how it kills people so quickly, how some people don't get sick and just spread it around. I mean, you can almost say that, like, the virus is, you know, it almost seems like it was conceived as a weapon. Now, I'm not subscribing, but I'm just, you know, taking a look at this thing. It looks like the disease is a weapon because no one, the Army of the United States of America is the best in the world. Here I go with my Trump speech. But the Army of the United States is the best in the world, and no one can defeat us on the ground. No one. Now, as far as the air and nuclear weapons, that's a different story. But nobody can defeat the United States of America on the ground. And Russia knows, Putin knows, and everybody else knows, they launch, we launch, game over, everything is finished. So this is almost a textbook way of destroying a country the size and the strength and the might of the United States of America by just, you know, infecting these people and sit back and watch. As a matter of fact, the Deputy Secretary of Defense has warned that any other country that feels this will be a golden opportunity to attack the United States is sadly mistaken. And I'm pretty sure that there's some of our enemies are probably looking like, man, you know, they're scrambling and they're, you know, the country is closed and there's all kinds of stuff going on. And it would be a good time to, you know, attack the United States of America. And so I'm sure that they were probably thinking that too. And that's why they came out with that statement that if anybody even thinks about coming after the United States of America right now, even though there's mass hysteria and panic going on right now over this disease, we still have the might and the fight to take it to you. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about Trump and what he knew and about this, because they are saying, and you know, and he did, there were some videos of interviews, Trump, Fox News, et cetera, where Trump did say that only one person had it, it's going to disappear, it's not going to be anything. And then he turns around in his the press circuses that they have in the briefing room at the White House, and he talks about he didn't know, you know. So did you know? Didn't you know? I mean, we all think he knew, but I'm going to talk about that after the break when I come back. And also, you know, I got to get into Bernie and Biden a little bit. Bernie did finally surrender to the numbers, and did he really surrender though? You know, because what he said was kind of confusing to me. So we really don't think that he actually surrendered, but we'll get into that as well. And a whole lot more. We'll get into a whole lot more stuff going on right here. So we'll take a quick break. It's 20 minutes past the hour. We'll take a quick break and we come right back with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and on WWPR 1490 AM, Tampa Bay, Bradenton, Sarasota, 85 degrees.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
You know what? I'll come back now. We're back. We are back. We're back. Shout out to Malik Harris watching the program. We are back. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and above ground on WWPR 1490 AM. 2 million folks in that area, and I plan to get every one of them. Glad you can join me this evening. Shout out to the AMF and Broadcasting Network that sends Ron Kelly Show all across the fruited plain. Shout out to you, Malik Harry. I miss the church, man. I miss my church. You know, I miss going to church. Christ Church. I did watch Pastor David Ireland Sunday. At least you can, you know, you can. There's a lot of things I miss, but I really miss church a lot. All right. Good to have you guys here. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, WWPR, 1490 AM. Shout out to Valerie down there, the program director, who's doing a bang-up job of making sure we get our message out there. And the folks down in WWPR, if you want to welcome the Ron Kelly Show, I welcome you. But if you want to welcome the Ron Kelly Show to your airwaves, you can email me, rkellytalk@aol.com. That's rkellytalk@aol.com, the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. Either one. Or you can go on my Facebook page, the Ron Kelly Show. You leave a message. You can send me a message. You can comment on some of the things that I post about on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. Almost 5,000 folks trying to reach that 5,000 mark. Can't get that 5,000. Well, actually, we did have the 5,000 mark. We went down a little bit. I guess some people got mad at me. But do come back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Luz Zichichi. I think I said that right. Luz Zichichi. Love you, man. Good to see you, Louie. And next time, bring some of that dish, whatever it was you had on Facebook. Next time, bring that to when we next time we smoke together. Good to see you. Glad you're okay. So black folks are dying at a higher rate than other folks. Now, don't start with the, you know, well, I did speak about the conspiracy theories a few minutes ago, but now black folks are dying more. And it's not that, you know, it's not that this targeting us, or, you know, don't even start that. Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to start it. But black people and Latinos are dying more from the virus, from the coronavirus, than any other ethnic group at this time. And the problem is health and wellness. That's the problem. Health and wellness. Because, you know, black folks, for the most part, don't, you know, and yeah, okay, there's a disparity between black folks and minorities and everybody else, true. But our health, or lack of preventive maintenance, of preventative health, is what's causing black people to die at a higher rate than anybody else. See, because I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I heard somebody say, well, I don't want to know, I heard a minority person say, I don't want to know. And you see, your high blood pressure, diabetes or pre-diabetes, because when you have pre-diabetes, you don't know what you have, you know, and some of these things are exacerbated by the virus, and it's killing us at a higher rate. Shout out to Malik Harry, who says, exactly, we don't take care of ourselves, we don't have access to health care, and when we do, we still don't go to the doctor. Thank you, Malik Harry. That's the hit. Shout out to Linda Lombroso. Hugs, love you, my sister. Thank you for your stars. So I think Linda Lombroso will be the next person to get the R. Kelly Show gift pack. I think we're going to hook Linda Lombroso with that. She's been steadfast in her support of the R. Kelly Show. Thank you, Linda. Love you much. I think she'll be, I'll talk to you off Facebook or something. Yeah, thank you, Malik Carey. You see, we don't, yes. The R. Kelly Show gift pack. I'll talk to you offline and we'll get your information and we'll get it to you. Okay, so Malik Harry says, we don't take care of ourselves, we don't have access to health care, and when we do, we still don't go to the doctor. That's 100% correct. That's 100% correct. Thank you, Malik Harry, my brother from another mother. This is the problem. We don't take care of ourselves like we're supposed to. We don't. You know, because high blood pressure, diabetes or pre-diabetes, heart disease, you know, all of these different things, all of these different things that we carry around, and we don't go to the doctor as often. I don't go to the doctor as often as I should, and I do go now, but I should go more. I should go more to the doctor. So I'm not just putting a blanket statement on all black folks. We don't go, because you can go and get your blood pressure checked for free. You know, there's things that you can get done for free. You can take a diabetes test for free. You know, there's stuff that you can, you know, I mean, no, we don't have access to. I mean, we can't go to Walter Reed Hospital and get checked out where the president goes, but we do have some limited access to healthcare. A lot of us have jobs. Jobs with commercial insurance. My job has wonderful, I'm a Teamster. My job has great insurance. And if anything was to happen to me, they would cover it. Because I did have the flu about 4 years ago, and I was in the hospital, and, you know, thank God, I didn't have to be intubated, and I didn't have to, you know, be on a respirator or anything like that. But I had the flu, it was 2015, I believe it was, I was in the hospital for 3 days, you know. But thank God I had the covering of the Lord, and you know, I'm still here and have been all right since. So, you know, this is the problem. See, because the first thing we want to do is point fingers, oh, you know, it's this one and that one. No, we don't go to the doctor as much as we should. You know, many of us have health insurance, jobs, you know, New Jersey Transit, some of these other companies, these businesses have, shout out to Chris White, a lot of these companies have health insurance. My job, I'm a Teamster, I have excellent health insurance. Whatever I need, I can get. Transplant, whatever. Hopefully never need it, but our job provides very, very good insurance. And I know people who have good insurance and don't go to the doctor like they're supposed to. So shout out to Iris. Iris Ramirez Stewartson, I know you. Well, hold on. Let me back up a little bit. Shout out to Gregory Hall, who says, I think you've hit all the primary causes, access to health care, high rate of diabetes and rate of blood pressure problems. Some of these are interrelated, but that's the major reason. And also, Gregory Hall continues, and also for all of us men, we don't take care of ourselves like women do. 100% correct. Men, oh, I'm all right. You know, and truth be told, men are more fearful of medical issues than women are. You know, because I know a sister who I used to date who had double mastectomy. You know, had, I mean, this is a little bit, this is off the beaten path for this. Yeah, she had double mastectomy. And she, I'm sure she went through it. I'm sure. But she seems to be all right. I'm not going to say her name, but she seems to be all right. You know, so, and men don't take care of themselves as much as they should. Did I say shout out to Chris White? I'll say it again. Shout out to Chris White. Shout out to Malik Carey, who says drinking, smoking, and the new thing now is a cigar. Chris. Guilty. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. I do smoke cigars, but I don't drink. See, the difference between cigars and cigarettes, right? The cigarettes you smoke all day. Cigars you smoke once a day. Now, I'm not. Yes, I am making excuses. I'm not going to say I'm not making excuses, because I am making excuses, and I do smoke cigars, and it is a bad habit, you know, but I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't run the streets, et cetera, et cetera. Malik Carey says, drinking and smoking, the new thing now is a cigar crave. It's great, 10, it's not. Alcohol and alcoholism in the name of hanging with my boys, the list goes on. See, I hang with people. Everybody I know drinks. I'm probably the only one who doesn't. You know, everybody who I hang out with at the cigar bar drinks. Everybody. But I'm the one that's drinking the water and because I don't want to drink. Because I know it's bad for you. Shout out to Cisco Sanchez. I haven't seen you in a long time, brother. Good to see you. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who says free blood pressure machines at Walgreens and some stuff. With Sharon Allen Chambers, I wouldn't trust those machines at Walgreens. But I do have a blood pressure machine in my house, I do have high blood pressure. I take lisinopril for, and I take it every day as prescribed to make sure. Now, how did I find out? Do a screening. And I found out that I had blood pressure. My blood pressure is not as high as it used to be. And it's almost normal now, but I still take the medication every day anyway. It doesn't have any side effects. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't make me sleepy. It doesn't make me hyper, you know, and I take it. You know, I have gone to the, I do it every year, the Lifeline screening. I mean, if you're scared of needles, whatever, you can take a lifetime screening, Lifeline screening, where they check you for aortic aneurysm, to make sure you don't have any clogged arteries. I do that every year. It costs now. You got to pay for it. They don't take insurance because that's all they do. So when you, before you go, you have to pay. It's like, I mean, whatever the price is, I mean, what can you put a price on your life? You know, it's like a $200, something like that. You get the diabetes. You get the osteoporosis. You get the aortic aneurysm check to make sure you don't have an aneurysm in your stomach, because that's how Thomas Michael Hall died. Thomas Michael Hall used to be on Martin, the big, tall, bald-head dude. I forget they used to call him. That's what he died from. He had an aortic aneurysm, aorta, and here. Not up here, in here. So I get to go do that every year. As a matter of fact, I got to make an appointment to go. Sharon, I don't know if I would trust those free baths. But hey, what the hell? If you, you know, if you don't have no insurance and you can go and at least give you an idea whether you have high blood pressure or not. Shout out to Linda Lombroso, who says, I have insurance, but sad to say, if I wanted a doctor to test if I had the virus, even if I don't have the symptoms, this should be my right since I paid for health coverage. But see, the thing is because this is a new disease, I mean, I believe that when the tests become more available, I mean, at some point you'd be able to go in a store, because what's going to have to happen with the coronavirus is that every person in America is going to have to be tested for the coronavirus. Everybody, homeless, jobless, penniless, whatever. Everybody in America, just about 90%, 95% of this country is going to have to be tested for coronavirus and the antibodies. I believe that they're going to try to use the antibodies to knock the virus down. But yeah, shout out to Gregory Hall. It says Italians think more die because more men smoke, particularly in Europe. But alcohol in moderation is a gift from God. Well, you know, I don't drink. I drink water. I don't drink. But, wow, time is flying past. I don't drink. But I got a couple other things to get to. I'll get to them after the break. But that's part of the problem why black folks are dying so much more than anybody. Because black folks have underlying conditions that most of us walk around who don't even know about. A lot of us walk around with these underlying conditions, and we have no idea that we have, you know, we have no idea we have. Now, if you're on public assistance, you're getting some kind of Medicaid. You're getting Medicaid if you're on public assistance. If you're getting SSI, there are mechanisms in place for you to get some. You may not be able to get the health insurance like the person who works for whoever, but if you are getting any kind of public assistance, I believe there's a mechanism in place, most of those, where you can be tested for some medical test that you would be allowed to take if you're on some kind of assistance. So that's the problem with that we just don't take care of ourselves the way we should be. And we have a lot of underlying conditions that we don't know about because we don't go to the doctors. Malik Carey and a couple other people said, and this is why so many black folks are dying from the COVID-19 more so than other races, because we have underlying conditions that we don't know about, or we haven't tried to underlying conditions that we have not tried since we haven't been screened for anything, or we don't go to the doctor as often as we should. These underlying conditions rear their ugly heads, because you can still live for a long time with a lot of this stuff, you know. But the COVID virus, the COVID-19 coronavirus attacks that weakness in your system. And that's why so many people go down so quickly. So many African Americans go down so quickly. Okay, so what did Trump know? What did Trump know? What did he know? And when did he know it? And now that Biden is a presumptive Democratic nominee, and he's already said he would nominate a woman, so will it be a black woman? Would it matter? I know who the name the young lady who ran for governor for Georgia. I didn't do enough of my homework this week, but she its name's is being bandied about. But I think I know who it's going to be, and I'm going to tell you right after the break. So I still got a lot of stuff to cover here. Trump, what did he know, and when did he know it? And you know, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. 20 is 38 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of this program. So we'll take a break and we'll come right back. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and on WWPR 1490 AM, Tampa Bay, Sarasota, Bradenton, 85 degrees.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Thank you, Al. Al Shaw, the voice. You can check him out on Instagram, Facebook. He's all over the place. And he does a radio show down in Miami. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, 20 minutes before the hour, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to my people at the AM FM Broadcasting Network who send the Ron Kelly Show all across the country. See, you think this is a one-man band? No, there's people behind the scenes working it and getting the Ron Kelly Show all across the United States of America, all across a fruited plain that doesn't have a whole lot of fruit on it right now with what's going on with the coronavirus that's ravaging America right now. And poor Donald Trump. I almost feel sorry for him that he's, yeah, I almost feel sorry for President Trump that he just is totally lost. Now he goes up there and starts talking about people should be taking zinc. Oh, God. So how's everybody doing? Are you guys, you know, holding down? Oh, shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. Thank you, my sister. Stacey Adams is the name that's being pushed around for vice presidential running mate for Joe Biden. You know, there's been two other women who were vice presidential running mates. They both lost. Back in 1984, it was Geraldine Ferraro. Geraldine Ferraro. Thank you. Geraldine Ferraro was the first female woman vice presidential candidate. She was the running mate of Walter Mondale, lost. And then in 2008, Senator John McCain chose crazy and deranged Alaska governor at the time, Sarah Palin, with the ghetto project family that she had called. Oh my God, what a miss that was. So it was Geraldine Ferraro, 1984. It was Sarah Palin in 2008. We still don't know who it's going to be, but my choices would be either Amy Klobuchar because Kamala Harris has too much baggage. Amy Klobuchar, or the governor of Michigan, the young lady who don't look too bad either, nice looking chick, who's the governor of Michigan. Somebody help me out here. So I think it's going to be between those two, between Amy Klobuchar and the governor of Michigan. It's between them. See, because you got to bring a state with you, you know, and see, Michigan is a swing state, so to speak. And so I think that, you know, because when you shout out to Bunny McKnight, my brother, you see, because you pick a when you're picking a vice president of Canada, you got to see, you can't just pick anybody like Ross Perot did years ago. What a joke that was. He was running as a Green Party, independent, I think he was. And he picked this clown. But you can't just pick anybody. Whoever you pick's got to have some muscle. And I think that it's going to be either Amy Klobuchar, who's a senator from Minnesota, I think it is, or the young lady from Michigan, the governor, Ms. Gretchen Whitmire. Yeah, thank you. You guys, you're so smart people. You are some smart, smart people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you. Gretchen Whitmer, who is the, Gretchen Whitmire. It's going to be between those two, Amy Klobuchar and Gretchen Whitmire. Because let's just say for, you know, argument's sake, because black folk, we always want somebody black. We don't care. They're black. Put them in there. They're black. Put them in there. A lot of us are just, the person is black. Put them in there. Who gives a damn about their qualifications or their baggage or whether they know anything or whether they have any political capital? Toss them in there. See, now we should have learned our lesson from Barack Obama. Okay, now I have mad respect for Barack Obama. Trust me. Much respect for Barack Obama. But what happened? 8 years. Is your life any better than it was before 2008? No, probably. No. So what happened? And I'm not saying it's the president's fault. You know, I have mad respect for... Oh, come on. Mad respect for President Obama. Facebook is messing with me now. But he already shouted to Gregory Hall, who says it has to be a woman or a person of color, and the best would be a female person of color. Well, Kamala Harris is going to be a problem. She was a prosecutor in California. She was the attorney general. She put a lot of people in jail. So she's going to be a problem. So Biden better put his vetting shoes on, because I think the Kamala Harris is going to be a problem, because she's got a lot of baggage. And Stacey Adams, see, because we can't be putting people in positions just because they're black, because we have already people are saying no. Linda Lombroso says no. Harris, no. I say Harris, no. She's got a lot of baggage. 15 minutes for 40 hours. Now, Stacey Adams, who is she? I mean, we got to move away from that black putting people in positions because they're black. We have the Congressional Black Caucus. We have a lot of black folks in Congress. We have a lot of black assembly people, council people, state senators. There's a lot of black folks in politics today. See what happens? Typically, I'm talking about black people right now. And what happens when a black person goes into office? Now, you can't say all the stuff that you say unless you're like the congresswoman from California. I'm just all over the place today. Maxine Waters. Now, Maxine Waters can say whatever she wants because, you know, they love her. She's an icon. So Maxine Waters can say anything, and she's still going to get reelected. But a lot of folks who have to stay within the party, especially the down ticket candidates, assembly people, not necessarily governors, assembly people, state senators, committee people, they have to keep their mouth shut when things happen to black folks. Look what happened with Philando Castile. You know, you didn't hear a whole lot, especially from around here, New Jersey. you didn't hear a whole lot, you know, because people, you know, a lot of the black politicians clam up when these things happen. It's like a clam. They shut up and they don't say nothing. They don't say nothing. This is what happens. So, we can't put somebody in there for the sake of black. Look what happened. We had Barack Obama for 8 years. And, well, Gregory Hall says, Barack Obama was the best president in my lifetime after Harry Truman, the last and probably only common man that was president. Yeah, Barack Obama, see, either people just expected too much out of Barack Obama, either they expected too much or he didn't do enough. One of those two. They expected too much or he didn't do enough. Whatever side you stand on, because there are a lot of folks who are very, very, very disappointed in the presidency of Barack Obama. Especially if he had two terms. So, you know, that's left to, you know, like that's going to be the all-time question. Like, that's going to be, shout out to Rodney Hill. What's going on, my brother? Gregory Hall says, I think what you mean is someone who, no, that's not what I mean, but this is what you mean, Gregory Hall. I think what you mean is someone who strikes a natural balance between the politics of being elected and having the knowledge and skill to do a job. Well, and you can't. You can't, you know, Gregory Hall. You can't. And when you're on the lower level, you know, when you're a national politician like a senator or a congressman, you could, but any lower than that, assembly people, state senators, committee people, peons, they got to toe the party line no matter what. Okay, so I still got a couple of things I got to get into here. Okay, as far back as late November, the United States intelligence officials were warning that a contagion was sweeping through China's Wuhan region, changing the patterns of life and business and posing a threat to the population, according to four sources who were briefed on the secret report. Now, concerns about what is now known to be the novel coronavirus pandemic were detailed in a November intelligence report by the military's National Center for Medical Intelligence, according to two officials familiar with the document's contents. The report was a result of analysis of wire and computer intercepts coupled with satellite images. It raised alarms because an out-of-control disease would pose a serious threat to the United States forces in Asia, forces that depend on the National Center for Medical Intelligence's work. And it paints a picture of an American government that could have ramped up mitigation and containment efforts far earlier to prepare for a crisis poised to come home. Analysts concluded it could be a cataclysmic event, one of the sources said of the NCMI report. And then it was briefed multiple times to the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Pentagon's Joint Staff, and the White House. The Pentagon issued a statement denying, of course. As early as November, President Trump was warned of the coronavirus and the what was going on in Wuhan, China. As early as November, according to this and several other reports, it did nothing. Did nothing. You see, you can't blame the president for the virus, but you can blame him for doing nothing. And he did nothing. President Trump did nothing. You see, now the one thing I can say about President Obama is when the virus broke out in Africa, it was something else, but President Obama sent people to Africa to squash it before it could even get over here. And it never got here. You know, so like Ebola, thank you. Yeah, you guys, you are the smartest listeners on radio. Really. The smartest people. And I need smart people to listen to my radio show. So when the Ebola epidemic came out, why is this doing this? Okay, when the We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show. Oh, okay, I'm back. All right, no break. I don't know what happens. I think Facebook Anyway, with Barack Obama, when the Ebola outbreak happened in Africa, Barack Obama sent people to Africa. There's about 7 minutes left of the program, so hopefully they'll let me get this in. When the Ebola outbreak happened in Africa, President Obama sent people to Africa to take care of it down there. Don't let it get here, to care of it down there. And see, the other thing, too, that helped the president was that you didn't have the constant people. See, a lot of people were flying in from Africa, but a lot of people come here from Europe. A lot of Americans go to Europe and come back. Our people don't really necessarily go to Africa as often as they go to Europe. France, Germany, England, China, and some of the other places that tourists like to go. People don't go to Africa that often. So that was the thing that helped President Obama, that we didn't have an influx. We didn't have people flying in and out of Africa and coming back to America as much as we had people flying in and out of Europe and coming back to America. So that helped the president. But it's still, he had the foresight. He heard about it. He acted on it. Now, I'm not saying President Obama was a bad president. Not at all. He was, he was okay. But we didn't have as many people flying in and out of Africa as we do have people flying in and out of Europe. And that's how the coronavirus was able to permeate our country so quickly, because we had people coming in. I even saw a snippet of a tape where a girl had came back from China and she said nobody even checked her. She probably had the coronavirus. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, I was in Atlanta when the patient came in. He was well contained, but definite was here, Emory Hospital. Which was that, Lamont? Was that the Ebola or was that the coronavirus? One of the news items today is that the virus was spread more by Europeans than by the Chinese. That's probably right. I heard that too. I heard that too when I was doing my Ebola. Okay, when I was doing my my show prep, I did read that story that Europeans were the problem, not the Chinese, because a lot of Europeans come here. So Gregory Hall says Obama stopped all flights from Africa when the first cases appeared in the U.S. That one thing. Right. He did it right away. But see, but Trump, and I do believe this, here's my crazy conspiracy theory, but I do believe that Trump ignored it because he didn't want this to hurt his reelection chances, which, you have to be crazy, deranged, and out of your effing mind to vote for Trump in November. And I'm not just saying this because I don't like Trump. I can forgive everything that Trump did so far. The F words and the disrespect and the berating of black journalists in the briefing room. And all the stuff that he's done, I can forget about all of that. But this, how he ignored this virus because he knew that if it got here, he just ignored it. That's what he just ignored. He didn't even want to ignore it because he knew it would hurt his chance for re-election. And now anybody who votes for Trump, you must be out of your cotton picket mind to vote for Trump right now. Okay, so the Democratic nominee will be Biden. How are we going to have an election? You're going to have 200 million paper ballots. I mean, you can't do it. Let's just hope that maybe they can figure out a way you can. Well, I don't know if you can vote on a computer. Maybe you can only vote once, or something like that. Or maybe they got to figure out a way where you can. Where you have to identify yourself to vote. But there's no way that we're going to vote in a president with paper ballots. There's just no way. There's just no freaking way. Shout out to Linda Lombroso. Amen, Gregory Hall. Amen. Shout out to Linda Lombroso. Says, you were very forgiving. I never forgive him. Well, it's not just that we want to get rid of Trump now. Hold it, Linda. Hold your horses. It's not so much that you just want to get rid of Trump. We need to bring somebody in who's going to make a difference. We need to bring somebody in who's going to be a president for everybody. not just the rich and the wealthy and the famous and the, you know, and the well-to-do. You know, we need somebody who can think on their feet. You know, we have the choices. And we got one guy who's 70, two 70-something-year-old guys who, two 70-something-year-old guys who are going to be running against each other or crawling against each other for president. Gregory Hall says the first remote conventions were, if we don't vote like the state of Oregon does, which is totally paper, we need the paper trail. Even red states of Texas has a paper audit trail now when you vote. Lynn Lombroso says, I would do better than Trump. Yeah, I probably would too. Gregory Hall and everybody else is watching the Ron Kelly Show probably would too. 2.5 minutes left to the program. So, yeah, so I think I covered everything. So, you have to be a fool to vote for Trump. This, and it's not, and like I said, I'm going to push to the side everything he's done so far. 3.5 years of nightmarish presidential situations. I push that to the side. Just for this, just for not acting on this, when you were told 4 or 5 months ago that, shout out to Albert Vega, no thank you. Although it would be nice to have 24-hour protection and live in that big house. Shout out to Albert Vega. Wednesday night and every last night and every Wednesday night, 8 to 10, DY Music Radio, spinning the wheels of steel. Gregory Hall says, I would be a better president and I have no being. Matt. Oh, you guys are a trip. All right, 90 seconds left to the program. Thank you all. Thank you all, everybody. Thank you, everybody down in Florida, WWPR 1490 AM, Bradenton, Sarasota, Tampa Bay, where Tom Brady is now playing. I'm sure they're pretty happy about that down there. I mean, if we ever have a football season. In any case, there's about a minute left. Everybody, do take care of yourself. Stay safe. Stay home if you have to stay home. Got a minute left to the program. Stay home. Yes. Thank you, Gregory Hall. Yeah, because it's got to be about entertainment. The radio show, people forget, you got to be entertaining. If you're not entertaining, people are going to turn the channel. So, 45 seconds left. So, everybody, do take care of yourself. Be well. Stay away from people. Put on your mask. I know it's uncomfortable for me, but I wear it. Wash your hands. Do everything that they're telling you to do, except for taking zinc like idiot Trump suggested earlier today. But do your due diligence. Do take care of yourselves. I want to see every one of you and some back here next Thursday evening for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, take care of yourself. Be safe. And remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice and that we may not have it all together. But together, we can definitely have it all. Thank you so much. I think I'm done.